Now it's time for our first feature, our regular contribution from Richard Matthew, who's going to tell us about the dancing Novir family.
One of several very elegant rooms in the Assembly House in Norwich is appropriately called the Novir Ballroom, as it commemorates the Novir family of dancing masters. But how did a riot in the Theatre Royal in Drury Lane in London caused the first Novair Augustine to come to Norwich? The family also played an important part in the commercial and cultural life of Norwich generally. Augustine Novair was the son of an officer of Swiss origin serving in the French army and was born in 1729. His older brother, Jean-Georges, became a professional dancer at the court of Louis XV, and worked with such luminaries as Mozart and Voltaire. In 1760, he published an important work which helped in the creation of ballet as a serious art form. In 1755, the two brothers were invited by David Garrick, the famous actor-manager, to perform at the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane. During this time, war broke out between France and England, and as the Novairs had arrived from France, they were targeted by the public. In November 1755, there had been a number of disturbances during their performance at Drury Lane, and at one performance, a scuffle broke out on the stage when several men jumped onto the stage and drew their swords. Augustine, defending himself with a sword which he was carrying for his performance, thought he had run a man through. Assuming that the man was dead, he fled to Norwich to live among the Huguenots, the French-speaking Protestants who had come to Norwich earlier as refugees from persecution. Fortunately for Augustine, his victim wasn't dead and made a full recovery. Augustine returned to London in 1756, where both Novair brothers gave dancing lessons, including to the children of William Wyndham, a friend of Garrick's who owned a Fellbrick Hall in Norfolk. Augustine kept his links with Norwich, left London finally in 1797, and settled in Norwich, where he taught dancing mainly to girls and young ladies, which gave rise to the skipping rhyme, "Mr. Novair came from France to teach the natives how to dance." His son, Francis, had been born in London in 1773, and in 1793, Augustine published an advertisement in Norwich for Francis's dancing school, part of which read, "Mr. Novair of London, wishing to establish his son in Norwich, begs leave to acquaint the ladies and gentlemen of this city and county that his son, Mr. F. Novair, has just arrived from the continent and intends opening an academy for young ladies and gentlemen." Augustine died in 1805 and was buried in St. Stephen's Church, where his memorial states, "Augustine Novair Esquire. He was considered the most finished, elegant and gentlemanly minuet dancer that ever appeared. He was esteemed by his pupils, amongst whom were most of the nobility of the kingdom." Francis, the son, published another advertisement in 1793. "Mr. F. Novair has the honour of acquainting the ladies and gentlemen that his dancing academy commences at the Assembly Rooms on Tuesday next for young ladies and gentlemen, and will be continued on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 o'clock. Terms, 1 guinea per quarter and 1 guinea entrance." A year later, another advertisement said, "His first annual ball since his establishment here will be held at the Assembly Rooms on the 25th of September. Tickets, 5 shillings, from Mr. Novair, St. Stephen's, near the Playhouse Plain. No admittance without a ticket. Dancing to begin at 6:30 p.m. In 1812, Francis moved his family into the west wing of the Assembly House. He married the daughter of the manager of the Theatre Royal and became a founder member and director of the Norwich Union Fire Insurance Society and also an original director of the Norwich Union Life Insurance Society, later become the world-famous Norwich Union, now Aviva. He had 11 children. His sons were musicians and dancing masters, and 2 of his daughters taught music. He died in 1840, and was buried with his father in St. Stephen's Church. The third generation of the Nevers was Frank Nevers, son of Francis, born in 1804. Frank was a member of the Norwich Choral Society, a violinist and a keen supporter of music in Norwich. In 1839, he was one of the founders of the Norwich Philharmonic Society, which continues to this day. He too was a director of Norwich Union Life Insurance, but lost his fortune when the East of England Bank crashed in 1864. In 1857, Frank bought the West Wing of the Assembly House and built the Nevers Rooms, which opened in 1858, and his family's initials are carved into the brickwork by the side door of the ballroom. He died in 1878. But as late as the 1930s, a granddaughter continued the family association with the Assembly House when she was a teacher and producer of plays at the Girls' High School, which then occupied the building. In 1950, Frank's Nevers Assembly Room became the Nevers Cinema, showing films there for over 40 years. Today, the Nevers Ballroom is a worthy legacy for the Nevers family, with its high ceilings, crystal chandeliers, and polished wooden floor, decorated with paintings of the Nevers. It has been called one of the most glorious examples of Georgian assembly rooms in the country. It would be nice to think that there might be some elegant dancing there too.
Thank you, Richard.